Once again, for media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the James Madison Dukes, Lou Rowe. Good morning, Coach Rowe.
Good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing just fine. A tough week for you guys, an 88-73 loss at UNCW, and then just a heartbreaker on Saturday against Delaware, fall 58-57. Just go back and give me your views on those two games.
Well, the Thursday game, the game against UNC Wilmington, honestly wasn't as close to first half as the final score indicated. They came out and they were really hot and hit a lot of shots, and we just couldn't get anything going. It's, you know, we were passive and not really focused and not really energetic in that game. And so, you know, got back on the bus and got home and tried to prepare as best we could for the home game against Delaware. And again, I thought we came out relatively flat, which is something that we've been dealing with, especially since this last seven or eight games, dealing with the change in the lineup and you know, some of our players being nicked up. And but we got it going, and I thought the last 9 minutes of the game we played our style. We played better defensively, had a lot of energy, and you know, had kind of a pace that we wanted. But I got to give it to Delaware. They beat Elon the game before, and they're playing these games that they're keeping it close. They're playing really good defense. They're all playing really hard and really together, and they got guys that are stepping up at the end. And that's what happened. They stepped up and made two really big plays at the end of the game.
You guys, prior to the big plays they had gone on a 9-0 run to get yourself back in the lead after trailing. How impressed by your guys' ability to make that comeback after playing some flat, and then how difficult to drop another close game in a game that you obviously made a great comeback in?
Well, it's extremely difficult to continue to lose close games. I think we've lost, you know, five maybe in the league. But I will say this, the guys that are out there are continuing to fight, and that's something that I appreciate. It's always hard as a coach, or me being a first-year coach, you know, because I feel like there has to be more consistency, and I feel like, you know, I'm glad, you know, we fought the last, you know, 8 or 9 minutes, whatever, once we got down 11. But, you know, we had a one-point lead at the half after being flat, so you would hope they come out of the locker room the second half and they're ready to go, but we got ourselves in another hole. And, you know, you give credit to guys. They did work hard, and we fought to get back in it. But I'm always looking for more consistency.
We're here with Jamie, head coach Lou Rowe. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from Josh Wallfish with the Daily News Record.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Start with the procedural thing. Joey feeling better today, or yesterday, I guess?
Well, he wasn't feeling better yesterday. Hopefully he's feeling better today.
Was it just, like, flu-like things, or...?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Second thing, you know, you talked, we've been talking about balancing minutes and whatnot, and, you know, looking at the minutes from Saturday, Jackson plays all 20 minutes in the second half. Yvonne plays all 20 minutes in the second half. Ramon plays all 20 minutes in the second half. Are those three guys, I guess, assuming Paul doesn't pick up the third foul early in the second half, he might have played all 20 minutes as well. Are those four guys becoming sort of guys that are getting increasingly more difficult for you to take off the court?
Yes. And, I think that's a product of you know, how hard they're working. And again, I go back to talking about the consistency and us being flat coming in the locker room. I have to be honest. Paulie's, we're extending him a lot. We're doing, you know, Paul and Yvonne, we're asking a lot more of them than has ever been asked of them. So there are some lulls in their game as far as sometimes, you know, I watch film and I'm like, man, Paulie, you know, I wanted you to hedge that harder or something like that. But I know that his effort is there and his focus is there. He's logging a ton of minutes, and Yvonne is extended beyond what he's ever been extended. So there are some mistakes that are being made that are probably fatigue mistakes, but I never question how hard those guys are going to play.
And you mentioned, he played all of 39 minutes for you Saturday. You know, and I know you've talked about how you don't necessarily like starting him because he really hadn't been able to, or hadn't really gone that many minutes So when you go back and look at the film, what did you see from Yvonne in really his only ever performance of having to go base for the entire game?
Well, I mean, I think his confidence is growing. And again, I'll go back to it. Yvonne hasn't really played the way that he's playing now. He hasn't been in this type of a role. So when I got this job, he was working as hard as he's working now. There's been no change in his work ethic. And I saw how hard he was working and that he was really bought in to what I wanted to do. He was looking at this as an opportunity and he was trying to grasp it. But he wasn't used to the role. So I started him early. Like, I started the first game in Old Dominion, and you know, I thought, you know, he wasn't as confident. And I think now he's been, you know, we scaled him back and we had other guys. And he was allowed to kind of grow into this role and develop the confidence. And, he always had the work ethic, but now he's just playing a little more confident, and he's a kid that I trust.
All right. I'll see you in an hour, Lou.
Yes, sir.
Lou, one of the guys who gave you a nice lift off the bench at the UNCW game was Dmitri Kabarkova, who had 13 points, hit 3 of 4 threes, and a guy that hasn't played as many minutes this season. Talk about his game on Thursday and then what he potentially can provide you here down the stretch.
Well, he had a really good start to the season last year. And, I know he had numbers. His numbers were something like 9.6, something like that. And but he had a lot of really good games early in the season. And what you have to understand, what I'm sure that, everybody, like, once you start scouting, then he has to develop maybe more to his game. And so he kind of tailed off at the end of last year, didn't have a great end to the season, then wound up getting hurt. And so I'm sure coming into the beginning of this season, with the 9.6 and, him being a senior, there were things that he wanted. And me being a new coach, what I asked was have a lot of energy, have a lot of focus, play for the team, and have great effort on defense. And so we're trying to meld his game of, obviously, he's a guy who can step out and make some threes, but he hasn't really yet necessarily gotten into a flow all year, defensively or offensively. And he got some minutes at the end of the UNC Wilmington game, and I got hot and hit some shots. But again, what I'm looking for is consistency, and I don't necessarily, I'm in practice every day, And so that's where I look to see the growth and the development and the consistency. And he's a senior. We have 2 weeks left, so, I hope he can build off of some of that stuff.
Your team host, William and Mary, on Thursday, you guys lost that game by one on a shot just after the buzzer at William and Mary, a place where they haven't lost at home all season. You guys have played them as tough as anybody at Kaplan Arena. What did you do so well in that game, and what are some of the keys for you on Thursday night?
Well, I just thought we were a different team at that time. I mean, there were a ton of mistakes made, but we were a much better defensive team at that time than we are right now. We were much deeper. We had a much better chemistry. Tom was starting with Paulie, and we were bringing Yohani off the bench. Yohani was basically playing starters minutes, but he was coming off the bench, so he and Paulie were kind of tag teaming, so the energy never dropped as far as, our post defense. And Tom is just a guy that's going to always play hard, and with him being nicked up, we're just a different team now than we were then. I thought then the biggest thing that we were doing, even when we were making mistakes, guys had each other's backs, and we were kind of covering for mistakes and playing through a lot of mistakes with a lot of passion and a lot of energy. And we don't have that same chemistry right now. And the things that the first and foremost with William and Mary, I just watched them against Charleston. And they had 52 points at the half. They're a high-powered offensive team. They play really fast, really fast. And I thought our transition defense hurt us, especially at the end of the first half in the first game. I think they got 4 layups at the end of the first half, which really, really hurt us. And so we got to get back. Transition defense has got to be really good. But we got to guard their stuff. They got guys that are playing good. Omar Pura is playing great right now. Dixon's playing really good. Malinowski and even Whitman's playing good, and Cone, they have a great rhythm right now offensively, and guys are stepping up and making shots, and they're dangerous from all positions. So we got to get back and defend.
All right, Lou, thanks as always for your time here this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.